The Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops are currently holding their annual plenary assembly in Quebec. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the vice president of the CCCB, Archbishop Paul-André Durocher, about the issues under discussion.
Well, this is a pre-synodal assembly, and so one of the issues, obviously, is the coming synod on the new evangelization. Yesterday, we spent the afternoon discussing with our elected delegates about their interventions, about some of the themes that preoccupy us. So obviously, in the context of the coming synod, our discussions are very much shaped by the theme of the new evangelization. Also, the Year of the Faith that we are entering invites us to look at how we are celebrating the faith in our own dioceses. We're going to take a bit of time in the coming week to share amongst ourselves different initiatives in our dioceses concerning the Year of the Faith and how we want to continue that. The celebration of the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Council will also be an occasion for us to remember the Council and its meaning. The Church in Canada is particularly, how can you say, in a festive mood with the canonization of a new saint at the end of October in the person of Kateri Tekakwitha. She will be the first native Canadian to be canonized. This raises the whole issue of our relationship with our First Nations people, with the native people of Canada. And at the beginning of the conference, we had a pre-conference seminar on ministry to the native people of Canada in the context of healing and reconciliation. So those are some of the issues that we are looking at that are, how can I say, marked by the present context. We will also be continuing our study on a plan for life and family that we launched last year that we want to continue to develop with the help of our Catholic Office for Life and Family. We will be looking at the impact of the present economic crisis on the lives of people and what that implies for our social ministry. And finally, one last theme that we'll be looking at is the question of immigration policies in Canada and our attitude towards our immigrant population. And we will be receiving the minister responsible for immigration in Canada, Minister Kenny, who will be coming to listen to us and dialogue with us around those issues.
There certainly is a lot to talk about. I just wanted to take one issue first, and it is, of course, the Year of Faith, new evangelization, which is coming up fast this year. With regard to that, will you be looking at people perhaps who have a faith but are lukewarm in their faith, that have really moved away from the faith, and maybe you want to draw them back into the faith? Is that what you wanted to do?
Well, let's say that our first concern is specifically with that segment of the Catholic Church here in Canada, those members of the Church who are baptized, possibly confirmed, possibly have made First Communion, but feel themselves very, how can I say, distant from the Church and are not very involved in the life of the Church, and for whom possibly the Gospel has not taken very deep roots in their own life. One of the themes that kept on returning yesterday was the importance of developing a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that this is the heart of what the new evangelization must be all about, that without that relationship with Christ, then the rest of faith does not hold, is not solid, does not have the meaning or the impact that it should have in our lives. And so this focus on the relationship with Jesus Christ really came out very strongly yesterday in our exchanges. Obviously, the question is how to do this. Another theme that kept on coming back to us was Jesus himself as an evangelizer and how he brought the good news to people. So it's the encounter of people. It is not so much techniques, it's not so much questions of techniques or strategies and programs, but more of personal encounter, personal relationship, and the ability to share our faith with others in a friendly, open, and positive way. How do we develop that capacity? among our own Catholics. So those are some of the themes that came out of our discussion yesterday.
You mentioned the economy there. What is the Canadian Church doing with regards to people who have perhaps lost their jobs, who are finding it really, really hard in this period of austerity?
Yes, well, the Catholic Church here in Canada has always been very socially aware. Many dioceses have offices of social justice. There are many Catholic organizations that reach out to help the poor. What we want to do this week is take a bit of time to better understand the roots of the present economic crisis that is shaking the developed world, to better understand its impact in Canada. Many people recognize that the impact has not been as severe here as in other countries. Still, at the same time, there are sectors of the Canadian population that have been very seriously affected by the economic crisis. So we want to inform ourselves, better understand the underlying causes and the possible future shape, and that way learn how we can best adapt our present outreach to the poor, to the homeless, to families, to the unemployed. That is the context in which we will be discussing this with some economists in the coming days.
You mentioned there the family as another theme. What do you think the greatest challenge is to the family in Canada today?
I don't know if I can name one specific challenge. There's a whole, in Canada, particularly certain segments of Canada, there's a loss of a sense of the importance of family as a basic unit of society. Statistics were released last week, showing, for example, that in Quebec now the majority of couples do not even bother getting married. People just decide to live together, to enter into a relationship, maybe have children. The whole structure, you could say, of the family is in a flux right now. So that is a particular concern to us. The lack of support sometimes for families. We are speaking these days about, there's a member of parliament who's brought forward a bill in parliament, a private member's bill, to reflect on when does life start in the womb. This is raising many, many heated discussions about the right to abortion and the value of life from the moment of conception. So these are some of the issues that we're dealing with when we think of life and family here in Canada. There's also, if I may add, the issue of euthanasia. One of our provinces, two of our provinces right now are in the midst of discussing what is being called right to death legislation. And this is particularly worrisome also for the bishops.